Step through the door and let the first coup de theatre wash over you, the hall and its staircase of honour. The Nabob received his guests here, and everything is calculated to announce who the master of the house was. The floors and wall facings combine marble with scagliola, the Italian technique that imitates noble stone in polished plaster, convincingly enough to deceive. The vaults and ceilings carry paintings and coffering. The bronze sconces and original lamps complete the stage set. Notice the gilded details, gold leaf mosaics, polychrome moldings, metal fittings worked like jewelry. And study the windows, leaded Murano glass that tints the mountain light in warm colors. Every material tells of a provenance, marbles and ceramics from Italy, glass from Venice, noble woods carved by Romanian craftsmen. Unlike other palaces of its era, there is no imitation of foreign courts here. There is a declaration of identity. Climb the staircase slowly, as the Nabob's guests did more than a century ago, and prepare for the most important room of the castle, the Great Heraldry Hall.